This is a Farm Doc Daily Podcast. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason, Farm Management Specialist Gary Schnittke in studio with us to take up cropping rotations and decisions farmers will be making about planting corn this spring for 2013. Gary, thank you so much. Time you run the numbers. Tell me about the crop rotations and what the possibilities are and your expectations for the coming year.
Yeah, we looked at corn versus soybeans for 2013, and in particular, we divided that down into corn after soybeans, corn after corn, continuous corn, and then soybeans in various combinations with following corn. And not surprisingly, we found that corn, even continuous corn with yield drags, is more profitable than soybeans. So if you're looking at just a single year, corn is going to be more profitable than soybeans. And for 2013, the difference between corn versus soybeans is wider than you would usually expect to see. Over the past 6 years or since the early 2000s, we've seen corn average about $53 higher than soybeans. If you look at our budgets, we're closer to $100 now.
And while that may be true for a single year, once you start adding in years 2, 3, and 4, which most producers would be doing, they won't farm one piece of land for just 1 year. They farm it for a duration. Things change pretty dramatically and pretty quickly.
Yes, they do. And if you look at those outer years, and here what you're seeing is that if there are yield drags for corn after corn and continuous corn, that those soybeans in the rotations allow you to have more corn after soybeans, which is the most profitable corn corn crop. We find for high productivity land, the most profitable rotation is corn-soybeans, or two-thirds corn, one-third soybeans, although one-half corn, one-half soybeans isn't all that far behind that two-thirds corn, one-third soybean rotation.
What do the numbers look like in comparison between those rotations?
So this would be using 2013 prices, $5.70 for corn, $12.80 for soybeans. $5.62 would be the corn-soybean rotation, so that would be a average of one-third corn after soybeans, one-third corn after corn and soybeans. So $5.62 for corn-soybeans and $5.45 for corn-soybeans. That assumes there's a 10-bushel yield drag between corn after corn and corn after soybeans. That goes to 18 bushels, then your corn-soybeans rotation becomes more.
There will be many farmers that argue with you about the yield drag. Some who do continuous corn say, oh no, there's no yield drag.
Yep, and it may be farm specific, although whenever we look at agronomic trials, we do see that corn after corn does have a yield drag. If you don't believe there are any yield drags to corn after corn, you won't plant soybeans in rotation. It's pretty much that simple.
So the three-year rotation, corn, soybeans, and whatever combination that happens to show up is $562, and the 50-50 rotation?
$5.45. So
$5.45, and corn after corn?
Continuous corn would be $5.25. So there's a 35 bushel difference between corn, soybeans, and continuous corn. And again, what's occurring is that more corn after soybeans, which presumably, or we're presuming, that doesn't have a yield drag and has the highest corn yield, more of that's in the rotation.
So what's the choice for 2013, given prospects for 2014? I suppose you have to look a little further out. Obviously, corn would be the choice if it's just a single year. If you're in a rotation already, you're probably going to rotate that, but maybe you have some choices. What kinds of choices and things should producers consider?
The big thing for 2013 is it still looks like corn is going to be more profitable than soybeans, and we're going to have relatively high prices for corn, given that we have a normal crop in 2013. If we have a normal crop, we can begin to think of corn in the high fours. So do you want to have a good year in 2013 and reap some of those higher corn prices, or wait a year and you'll be giving up something in 2014? That's pretty much the decision. Do you want more this year and then have lower returns in 2014.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Gary Schnittke is a farm management specialist at the University of Illinois. That's a Farm Doc Daily podcast. I'm Todd Gleason.